Time for the No Sweat News. As we do the No Sweat News quiz for Billy Corgan tickets, his solo show at the Gramercy Theater on the 19th. Tickets up for grabs on Friday's quiz. And these stories could actually win you the tickets.
Okay.
As we get ready for the holiday buying season.
Yes.
Here's an offer from business.org. If you think you can make it through the holidays without buying anything from Amazon or any other gigantic chain, this business website wants to basically hire you to shop only at small local businesses. Ooh. And they'll pay you $1,000 to do it.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah, hell yes.
All you got to do is blog or post about it on social media. If you want to apply to be their buy local, I guess, ambassador is the word, and get that $1,000 to do it, go to business.org and apply before the 27th.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in. Yeah, man.
Like,
and oftentimes those small mom and pop stores have great quality products.
Amen to that. Plus, so you don't end up with a bunch of porch pirates stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amazon stuff, yeah. Everything dropped off of your door.
Now, check this guy out in Thailand. I kind of like this guy. Dude went into a grocery store. In Thailand, they sell wine in the grocery store. Okay?
Oh, right.
Okay, kind of like New York State. So the guy goes into the grocery store. He wanted to buy some wine, but unsure of what to buy, he decided to try. Security cameras caught him opening 10 different bottles of wine.
No.
Taking sips from them.
No, sir.
Before deciding which kind of wine he wanted to purchase.
Just do a little sample.
This guy's got hipster written all over him. I'm sorry.
There's hipsters in Thailand?
I don't know.
Yeah, there are.
I thought there was only born and bred in America.
After he sipped from the 10 different bottles, he decided which one, and he paid for it and left the store.
Well, there you go. He shouldn't really be in trouble.
He
didn't know the rules.
Grocery store employees walked down the wine aisle, saw 9 different bottles of wine open, and said, "What the hell?" So they went back and looked at the security cameras.
He thought it was Costco, where you get those free samples. Mm-hmm. And if you're a real cheapskate like me, you skip lunch and you go to Costco.
If you're interested, he ended up on a white wine from Argentina.
Okay.
Apparently, it's quite tasty.
He brought his own, like, opener? The whole cork thing?
The whole thing, yep.
Wow. Good for him.
I mean, at least he was prepared.
I feel like he's part of my people, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then Dateline Florida. This guy is part of your people, Gots.
Uh-oh.
Dateline Florida for story number 3. 52-year-old John Earl Pickard got pulled over by the cops Sunday night. He was doing 90 in a 55.
Oh, no.
And the reason that he gave the cop on why he was going so fast, he said he had to get home in a hurry because he was out cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
And he had to get home before she did, otherwise he'd be caught.
Well, at least he's being honest.
Yes, he is being honest.
Apparently he thought the cop might catch him a break or maybe give him a police escort home, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still pondering here. Maybe this escaped me, but why is he part of my people then?
Well, cheating on wives?
Oh.
I think that's up the Gots' alley.
Gots, when were you married?
Exactly. When was I married? Was that part of a morning show set out? I forgot.
Yes. The marry the God. Well, also I remember his tea kettles being thrown at your head.
Don't get married in a restaurant.
He thought the cop might cut him a break, but no, that... No.
Yeah, he thought there was going to be some weird guy code
going on,
and it's always weird when that backfires and you're just all awkward, like, I thought we were both dudes.
That would be a no.
Oh, okay, officer.
Friday, we do the No Sweat News quiz for Billy Corgan tickets, his solo acoustic gig at the Gramercy Theater on November 19th. Hit the Gramercy website or livenation.com for ticket info.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.